The tundra stretched endlessly before Fiona, a vast expanse of white that merged seamlessly with the gray sky above. The air was frigid, biting at her cheeks and making her breath visible in soft puffs that dissipated quickly into the atmosphere, as if her very essence was being swallowed by the cold. She stood alone, surrounded by the haunting beauty of the winter landscape, each flake of snow that drifted down reminding her of the weight of memories long past. Fiona's thoughts drifted back to the last time she had seen Kale, the alpha who had once commanded both respect and admiration within their pack. It had been a day marked by tragedy, a day that had shattered not only their family but the very foundation of their existence. She could still see his face, etched with anguish, his eyes filled with a depth of sorrow she had never thought possible. The way he had stood there, frozen in place, as if time itself had conspired to rob him of the strength he had always embodied. "Kale," she whispered into the silence, unsure if she was hoping he would hear her or if she was simply trying to summon his spirit from the depths of the tundra. It was a foolish thought, but one she clung to as tightly as she gripped her cloak around her. The wind howled softly, whispering through the trees that dotted the periphery of the snowy plain, yet all Fiona could hear was the echo of his name, a haunting reminder of what had been lost. As she stood there, lost in the memories, a sudden howl sliced through the stillness, sharp and piercing. Fiona's heart quickened, her body instinctively responding to the sound that resonated deep within her. It was a call from the wild, a call she recognized too well. The connection was undeniable, tugging at her heartstrings as if Kale himself was reaching out to her from the frozen depths of despair that surrounded him. Her breath hitched in her throat as she turned toward the direction of the howl. "Is that you, Kale?" she murmured, her voice trembling. The sound had an otherworldly quality, a blend of longing and pain that mirrored her own. She took a tentative step forward, her feet crunching softly in the snow, each movement a reminder of the distance that had grown between them since that fateful day. "Fiona." The wind carried the name like a prayer, and she felt a rush of warmth in her chest. It was a voice she had longed to hear, a voice that had been silenced by the tragedy that had torn them apart. "Fiona." The howl echoed again, this time more insistent, more real. With her heart racing, Fiona pressed on, her legs moving faster as she followed the sound, the familiar timbre of Kale's voice guiding her through the desolation. Each step was fueled by a mixture of hope and fear, the prospect of seeing him again filling her with both excitement and trepidation. What had become of him? Was he the same Kale she had once loved, or had the darkness consumed him entirely? As she moved deeper into the tundra, the world around her seemed to fade away, replaced by the single goal of finding him. The cold air stung her lungs, but she pressed on, her determination unwavering. "Kale," she called, her voice rising above the howling winds. "Where are you?" The howl answered her, closer now, and with it came a surge of emotion that threatened to overwhelm her. Fiona came to a halt, her heart pounding in her chest as she scanned the horizon, searching for any sign of him. In that moment, she felt a flicker of something, a blend of hope and trepidation, a yearning that both thrilled and terrified her. Suddenly, a figure emerged from the swirling snow, gaunt and shadowed against the stark white backdrop. It took her breath away. There he was, Kale, his presence both a comfort and a source of terror. His once mighty frame was now skeletal, the weight of grief hanging heavily upon him. The alpha who had once stood tall and confident now appeared diminished, as if the cold had seeped into his very soul, leaving nothing but a husk of the man she had known. "Fiona," his voice was softer now, almost a whisper, yet it carried the weight of a thousand unsaid words. Kale's eyes, once vibrant with life, were now clouded, reflecting a torment that sent shivers down her spine. She wanted to reach out, to touch him, to bridge the chasm that had formed between them, but a sense of dread held her back. What if he had forgotten how to dream, how to hope? What if the darkness that enveloped him was too deep for her to penetrate? "Kale," she finally managed, her voice trembling as she stepped closer, the snow crunching beneath her boots. "I thought I lost you." He looked at her, his gaze piercing through the veil of sorrow that surrounded him. "You should have," he replied, a bitter edge to his tone. "I was not worth waiting for." Fiona's heart ached at his words, a mix of anger and sadness rising within her. "You're wrong. You're worth it, Kale. You always have been." For a moment they stood there, the world around them fading into insignificance as they locked eyes. There was a flicker of something in his expression, surprise perhaps, or even a glimmer of the hope he had long since buried. But it was fleeting, and soon the shadows reclaimed him, his face falling back into a mask of despair. "You don't understand," he said, his voice breaking. "After what happened, I can't bear to face it. I can't bear to face you." Fiona took another step forward, her heart pounding in her chest. "Then let me help you. Please. You don't have to do this alone." Cale turned his gaze away, his posture tense as he wrestled with the turmoil within him. "I don't know if I can," he murmured almost to himself. "I don't know if I can let you in again. It's too dangerous." "Dangerous?" Fiona echoed, frustration creeping into her tone. "You think I care about danger? Tell your suffering. I can't stand by and watch you drown in this darkness." His eyes flicked back to her, and for a fleeting moment she saw a spark of the alpha he had once been. "You don't know what you're asking," he warned, his voice low and tense. "I have lost everything. I am not the man you remember." Fiona stepped closer, desperate for him to see the truth in her eyes. "You are still Cale. The man I love is still inside you. I know it." As she spoke those words, a wave of vulnerability passed between them. The air seemed thick with unspoken emotions, and Fiona could feel her heart racing, torn between the desire to reach out and the fear of being consumed by his despair. But as she looked into his eyes, she saw the flicker of hope, the briefest hint that perhaps, just perhaps, he could still dream. "Fiona," he said softly, his voice cracking as he took a step back, the distance between them growing once more. "I don't know how to hope anymore." "Then let me show you," Fiona pleaded, her voice steady despite the turmoil within. "Let me help you remember how to dream." But as he turned away, she felt the weight of his despair settle heavily upon her shoulders. The cold wind howled around them, wrapping them in a cocoon of isolation as she stood there, longing to reach out and pull him back from the abyss. She could feel the icy tendrils of fear creeping into her heart, mingling with her determination to save him. Yet, as the silence stretched between them, Fiona knew that the battle for Cale's heart was only just beginning. The tundra was vast, but so were the shadows of their past, and she was determined to navigate both in search of the man she loved. The icy landscape stretched endlessly before them, an expanse of white that seemed to swallow sound as easily as it consumed warmth. Fiona walked alongside Cale, her heart heavy with a mix of fear and hope. Each step crunched softly in the snow, the only sound in the desolate tundra, but the silence between them felt like a chasm that widened with every passing moment. Cale's gaze remained fixed on the horizon, his expression distant, as if he were staring into a void that only he could see. "Cale," Fiona ventured, breaking the oppressive quiet. The name felt heavy on her tongue, a reminder of the man he once was, the strong, confident alpha who led their pack with pride. "Do you remember when we used to come here to train? You would always push me to my limits." She attempted a small smile, hoping to coax him back to the surface of their shared memories. He turned slightly, the corner of his mouth twitching in what might have been a smile, but it never materialized. "I remember," he replied, his voice low and gravelly, as if it had been a long time since he had spoken. "You were relentless, always wanting to prove yourself." Fiona's heart ached at the hint of warmth in his tone. "You made me believe I could be more than just a member of the pack. You made me feel strong." She paused, searching his face for any sign of the man she knew. "You still are strong, Cale. You just have to remember how to wield that strength." Cale's gaze flickered to her, and for a brief moment she thought she saw a glimmer of the fierce alpha he had been. But just as quickly, the light faded, replaced by shadows that clung to him like a second skin. "Strength doesn't matter when you've lost everything," he murmured, the weight of his grief palpable in the frigid air. Fiona's heart sank. She had hoped to draw him out, to ignite a spark of the dreams he once had, but his anguish was a formidable barrier. They walked in silence for a while, the biting wind swirling around them, wrapping them in a shroud of cold isolation. It felt as if the tundra itself mourned with him, its desolation echoing his despair. After what felt like an eternity, they stumbled upon an old, abandoned cabin half buried in snow. The wooden structure leaned precariously, its windows dark and hollow like the eyes of a long-forgotten memory. Fiona felt a pull towards it, a desire to unearth the remnants of their past that lay hidden within those walls. "Let's take shelter inside," she suggested, her voice barely rising above the howl of the wind. Cale hesitated, glancing at the cabin with an expression that was difficult to read. Why? What's left in there? His tone was sharp, laced with bitterness, but Fiona could see the flicker of curiosity in his eyes. Memories, she replied softly. Maybe we can find a piece of the past that can help us understand the present. She stepped towards the cabin, pushing the door open with a creak that echoed in the stillness. The interior was dark and musty, the air thick with the scent of damp wood and disuse. Cale followed her inside, his shoulders tense as if he were bracing against an unseen force. The cabin's walls were adorned with faded photographs and remnants of lives once lived. Fiona's fingers brushed against the peeling wallpaper, her mind racing with thoughts of their shared history. Look, she said, pointing to a photo pinned to the wall. It was a picture of their pack, all smiles and laughter, captured in a moment of pure joy. We were so happy then. Cale's eyes darkened as he stepped closer, his expression shifting from nostalgia to anguish. That was before, he trailed off, the weight of his unspoken thoughts heavy in the air. Before everything fell apart, Fiona finished for him, her voice gentle but firm. But we can't let that define us. You are a leader, Cale. You can still be that man. He turned away, his hands clenched into fists at his sides. I failed them. I failed you. The admission was raw, carrying the weight of his guilt like a shroud. I couldn't protect them. I couldn't protect you. Fiona stepped closer, her heart aching for him. You're not to blame for what happened. You can't carry that burden alone. She reached out, placing a hand on his arm, feeling the tension ripple beneath his skin. You have to let it go, Cale. You have to confront it. He closed his eyes and for a moment the lines of his face softened. I don't know how, he confessed, his voice barely a whisper. I don't know if I can. Then let me help you, she urged, her grip tightening around his arm. We can face it together. You don't have to do this alone. Cale opened his eyes and Fiona was struck by the depth of despair that lingered within them. What if I can't? What if facing it only makes things worse? Fiona took a deep breath, searching for the right words. Sometimes, confronting our pain is the only way to heal. It might hurt, but it's a step towards reclaiming who you are. The man I know is still in there, Cale. I can feel him. He looked at her, vulnerability etched across his features. You really think I can be that man again? I believe in you, she said earnestly. And I believe in us. We can't change the past, but we can shape our future. Silence enveloped them as Cale absorbed her words. The shadows of the cabin seemed to close in, but Fiona stood firm, unwavering in her conviction. She could feel the flicker of hope igniting between them, but she also sensed the pull of his darkness. Let's sit, she suggested, gesturing to a small rickety table in the corner. They settled across from each other, the air thick with unspoken emotions. Tell me about the last time you truly felt alive, Cale. He hesitated, his brow furrowed as he searched for the memory. It was a night like this during a pack gathering. We danced under the stars, shared stories by the fire. I felt connected. Connected to us, to the pack? Fiona prodded gently. To everything, he replied, a glimmer of warmth touching his eyes. But after the tragedy, I lost that connection. It felt like a part of me died that night. Fiona leaned forward, her heart pounding. But you're still here. You're still alive, Cale. That connection can be rebuilt. We can find our way back. Cale looked at her, the flicker of hope wavering in his eyes. What if I don't deserve to return to that life? What if I'm forever bound to this darkness? You deserve to find your light again, she insisted, her voice steady. You deserve to dream and to reclaim your place as Alpha. For a moment, the tension between them crackled with unspoken possibilities. Fiona felt an emotional spark igniting, a connection that transcended their shared pain. But lurking beneath the surface was her fear, the fear that his darkness could consume her as well. Cale, she said softly, her voice breaking slightly. I want to help you, but you have to meet me halfway. You have to confront your pain. He nodded slowly, the weight of her words settling over him. I'll try, he said, the resolve in his voice wavering but present. I don't know if I can do it alone, though. Fiona reached across the table, capturing his hand in hers. You won't be alone. I promise. As they sat in the dim light of the cabin, The walls seemed to breathe with their unspoken vows. Fiona realized that the journey ahead would be fraught with challenges, but the flicker of hope between them was enough to light the way. Together, they would navigate the icy depths of their past, forging a path toward redemption and healing. In the heart of the tundra, amid the haunting memories, they began to take the first steps towards reclaiming their dreams. The wind howled across the desolate tundra, a chilling reminder of the unforgiving landscape that surrounded them. Snowflakes danced in the air like specters, swirling around Fiona and Kale as they ventured deeper into the frozen expanse. Each step was a struggle against the biting cold, but Fiona's determination burned brighter than the frost that clung to her skin. She glanced at Kale, his once mighty figure now gaunt and shadowed by a weight of despair that seemed to grow heavier with every passing moment. "Kale," she called out, her voice barely audible over the howling wind. "You need to talk to me. Please let me in." He paused, his breath visible in the frigid air, and turned to face her. His eyes, once fierce and full of life, now held a haunted look that sent a chill down her spine. "What is there to say, Fiona?" "You don't understand," he replied, his voice low, almost a whisper. "You can't possibly grasp the darkness I carry." "Try me," she urged, stepping closer, her heart racing at the proximity. "We're in this together. Whatever it is, I can help you." Kale looked away, his gaze drifting to the horizon where the stark white of the snow met the gray clouds. "No one can help me," he murmured. "I've lost everything." His shoulders slumped, and the weight of his words hung heavily in the air. Fiona took a deep breath, fighting against the shiver of fear that crept into her heart. "Then let me help you find it again. Let me help you remember what you've lost, Kale. We can face this together." As a gust of wind blew through the tundra, Kale's face hardened, his resolve seemingly solidifying against her pleadings. "You don't know what you're asking for. The past is a bitter place, Fiona. It's filled with memories that are better left buried." Her heart ached for him, not just for the pain he carried, but for the man he used to be, the fierce alpha who led with strength and conviction. "But the past doesn't have to define you. It's just a part of your story. And right now you're the one holding the pen. You have the power to change it." The silence that followed was deafening. The wind continued to whip around them, but in that moment, it felt as if time stood still. Kale met her gaze, and for a fleeting second she saw a flicker of the man he once was, a spark of hope buried beneath layers of grief. "What if I can't?" he finally said, his voice barely above a whisper. "Then we'll figure it out together," she replied, stepping closer still, her heart pounding with urgency. "I won't give up on you, Kale. You don't have to fight this alone." With a heavy sigh, he looked down, the weight of his memories pressing against him like an avalanche. "I don't want to hurt you, Fiona. I don't want you to suffer because of my past." "Then let me choose that for myself," she insisted, a fire igniting in her chest. "You can't protect me from your pain. We all carry scars, Kale. Yours are just deeper." He finally looked at her, the vulnerability in his expression causing her heart to flutter. "You don't know what you're getting into," he warned, though there was no heat in his words, just a resigned acceptance of her determination. "I'm willing to take that risk," she said firmly, her voice unwavering. "I believe in you, Kale. I believe that you can find your way back to the light." A shadow crossed his face, but he nodded slightly as if conceding to her plea. "Then let's keep moving. I'll try to share what I can." They pressed on, the wind biting at their exposed skin, but Fiona's spirit surged with a sense of purpose. With each step, she felt the weight of Kale's pain pressing down on them, but she also felt the promise of something more. A flicker of hope that perhaps they could find a way through the darkness together. Suddenly, the sky darkened and the wind picked up with a ferocity that felt almost alive. Snow swirled around them, obscuring their path and turning the landscape into a white blur. "Fiona!" Kale shouted over the roar of the storm. "We need to find shelter." Before she could respond, he took her hand, pulling her along as they fought against the storm. The world around them faded into a whirlwind of white, and Fiona clung to Kale's hand, trusting him to guide her through the chaos. After what felt like an eternity, they stumbled upon a dilapidated cabin, half buried in the snow. Kale kicked the door open and they tumbled inside, breathless from the cold and the effort of fighting the storm. The interior was dark and musty, the remnants of a fire long extinguished lingering in the air. but it was a refuge from the storm outside. Cale collapsed against the wall, his breath coming in ragged gasps. Fiona quickly followed, shaking off the snow that clung to her clothes. "We're safe," she said, her voice trembling with relief. "For now." He nodded, but his expression remained distant, lost in thought. Fiona watched him, the flickering light of the dying day casting shadows across his face. "Cale, talk to me," she urged, sinking down beside him. "We have a moment to breathe. Let's make it count." He closed his eyes, and for a heartbeat she thought he might resist her again. But then he opened them, and the vulnerability she saw there nearly broke her heart. "You really want to know?" he asked, his voice rough. "What haunts me?" "More than anything," she replied, her heart pounding as she leaned closer, ready to catch every word that fell from his lips. Cale took a deep breath, and the silence stretched as he seemed to gather his thoughts. "It was a night like this," he began, his voice low and filled with a haunting resonance. "A storm had come just like this one. I was supposed to protect them, my pack. They trusted me. But I—" he paused, looking away as if the weight of those memories was too much to bear. "I failed them." "What happened?" Fiona whispered, her heart aching for him. "There was an ambush," he continued, his voice thick with emotion. "I didn't see the signs. I was too consumed by my own arrogance. My pack, they died because of me. I was supposed to be their shield, and instead I became their executioner." His voice cracked, and Fiona could see the anguish etched on his face. "Cale, you can't carry that alone," she said, her voice trembling with empathy. "You didn't choose for this to happen. You were trying to protect them." His gaze snapped back to hers, and for a moment fury flashed in his eyes. "But I should have seen it. I should have known," he shouted, his voice echoing in the small cabin. "They were counting on me, and I let them down. I let everyone down." Fiona reached out, placing her hand over his. "You're not to blame for what others did, Cale. You can't hold yourself responsible for their choices. You were trying to do what was right." He looked down at their hands, the warmth of her touch igniting something deep within him, a flicker of warmth against the cold that enveloped him. "You don't understand," he whispered, his voice barely audible. "Every day is a reminder of my failure. I don't know how to move on from that." "You start by letting go of the guilt," she urged gently. "You have to forgive yourself, Cale. It's the only way you can begin to heal." As the storm raged outside, they sat in the dim light of the cabin, their breaths mingling in the cold air. The tension between them was palpable, a fragile thread woven through their shared pain. Fiona felt the heat rising within her, a desperate need to bridge the distance that lay between them. She leaned closer, searching his eyes for a sign of understanding. "Cale," she said softly, "you're not alone in this. You have me. I won't let you drown in your darkness." In that moment, something shifted. Cale's gaze softened, and he leaned in, their breaths mingling, the air thick with tension and unspoken longing. Fiona's heart raced as he closed the distance between them, their lips barely a breath apart. But just as it seemed they would finally breach the barrier that separated them, he jerked away, his expression a mix of fear and resolve. "No," he breathed, shaking his head as if trying to dispel the moment. "I can't do this. I won't drag you into my darkness." Fiona's heart sank, the warmth of the moment extinguished in an instant. "Cale, please, I can't," he interrupted, his voice filled with anguish. "I can't allow myself to hope again, not when I know what I've lost. You deserve more than what I can give." The words hung heavy in the air, a chilling reminder of the gulf that still lay between them. Fiona felt her breath catch in her throat, the ache in her chest growing unbearable. "But I want to be here for you," she pleaded, her voice trembling. "I want to help you find your way back." Cale, the desolate tundra stretched endlessly before them, a frozen canvas of white under the pale light of the overcast sky. Fiona's breath hung in the air like a whisper, a reminder of the cold that seeped into her bones. She stood resolute, her heart pounding with determination as she turned to Cale, whose shadowy figure loomed nearby, lost in his thoughts. "Cale," she said softly, breaking the heavy silence that surrounded them. "We need to face the past together. It's the only way I think you can truly begin to heal." He looked up, his eyes piercing and full of the weight of unspoken memories. "You don't understand, Fiona. Some things are better left buried." "I understand more than you think," she replied, stepping closer to him. I know it hurts, but running from it isn't going to help. You need to confront what happened. We can do this together. Kale's expression tightened, the flicker of pain crossing his features. You don't know what you're asking. The past isn't just a memory. It's a wound that never healed. It will consume you too. Fiona shook her head, her resolve unwavering. I won't let it consume me. I care about you, Kale. We can face it. Together. He hesitated, the internal battle visible in the furrow of his brow. After a moment, he let out a low sigh, a sound heavy with resignation. Fine. But know this, Fiona. The ghosts of my past are not merciful. With that, they set out, their journey leading them deeper into the tundra, the snow crunching underfoot. The air grew colder and the wind howled like a restless spirit. As they walked, Fiona felt the weight of Kale's presence beside her, like a storm cloud ready to unleash its fury. She could sense the memories swirling within him, dark and tumultuous. Eventually, they reached a place that made the air feel different, charged with a palpable tension. It was a clearing, eerily silent, surrounded by skeletal trees that stood like sentinels over the frozen ground. Here, the echoes of the past whispered in the wind, and Fiona could feel Kale's body tense beside her. This is where it happened, he said, his voice barely above a whisper. Where everything fell apart. Fiona stepped closer, her heart aching for him. What happened, Kale? Please tell me. He swallowed hard, his gaze fixed on the ground. We were ambushed, betrayed by someone we trusted. It was supposed to be a simple hunt, a chance to show our strength as a pack. But they were waiting for us, hidden among the shadows. We lost so many that day. Fiona reached out, placing a comforting hand on his arm. You're not alone in this. I'm here with you. Kale exhaled shakily. I couldn't save them. I was supposed to protect my pack, to be their leader. But I failed. His voice cracked, revealing the raw pain that lay beneath his stoic facade. My failure led to their deaths, Fiona. Their blood is on my hands. No, she said firmly, shaking her head. You were betrayed. You can't shoulder the blame for what others chose to do. He turned to her, his eyes dark pools of despair. You don't understand. I was their alpha. I should have seen it coming. I should have. Should have what? Fiona interjected, urgency creeping into her voice. Should have known that someone would turn against you? That you'd lose people you loved? Kale, you can't carry that burden forever. He fell silent, the storm brewing within him threatening to break free. Fiona could see the struggle etched on his face, the way he fought against the tide of his emotions. She stepped closer, determined to break through the barriers he had built around himself. Kale, please. You have to let this go, she urged. You deserve to feel free again. You deserve to dream. A flicker of something, hope perhaps, crossed his features, but it was quickly extinguished by the weight of his guilt. Dreams are for those who haven't lost everything. Fiona felt a surge of frustration. That's not true. You've lost a lot, but you're still here. You're still alive, Kale. You can rebuild. You can still find joy in life if you allow yourself to. His gaze softened momentarily, and for a heartbeat, Fiona thought she could see a glimmer of the alpha she once knew, a man filled with passion and hope. But then it flickered away, leaving behind the shadows of his despair. I don't know if I can, he admitted, his voice barely above a whisper. Fiona stepped closer, her heart racing as she reached for his hand. You can. I believe in you. Let me help you find your way back. Kale looked down at their intertwined fingers, a moment of vulnerability passing between them. What if I can't? What if I'm too far gone? Then we'll find a way together, she promised, her voice steady. You're not alone in this. You don't have to face your demons by yourself. As she spoke, a sudden gust of wind swept through the clearing, swirling around them like a living entity. The cold bit at their skin, but Fiona felt a warmth blossoming within her. The warmth of hope, of connection. Kale's fingers tightened around hers, and she could sense the struggle within him, the battle between the darkness and the light. Tell me what happened that day, she encouraged gently. Let it out. I'm here to listen. He took a deep breath, the icy air filling his lungs. We were outnumbered. They ambushed us at dawn when we were least prepared. I thought I could protect everyone, but, he paused, his voice choked with emotion. I saw them fall. My friends, my family. They were counting on me and I failed them. Fiona's heart ached at his words, the pain in his voice piercing through her. You didn't fail them, Kale. You did everything you could. And you're still here fighting. That has to mean something. His eyes met hers, and for a moment she saw the flicker of the alpha he once was. The fierce, unwavering leader who had inspired loyalty and courage. I don't know if I can forgive myself, he said, his voice trembling. Forgiveness takes time, she replied softly. But it starts with letting go of the guilt. You didn't choose this. You were a victim of betrayal just like everyone else. Kale stared at her, the weight of her words sinking in. You really believe that? I do, Fiona said, her voice firm. You need to believe it too. It's the only way you can heal. He nodded slowly, the tension in his shoulders easing just a fraction. I'll try, he whispered, the words heavy with uncertainty. Trying is all I ask, she said, squeezing his hand gently. We'll face this together, I promise. As they stood in the haunting stillness of the clearing, a fragile thread of hope began to weave between them, an unspoken promise that together, they could confront the darkness that had haunted Kale for so long. The icy winds howled around them, but Fiona felt warmth blooming in her chest, a spark igniting amidst the cold. Let's go back, Kale said suddenly, his voice stronger now. Let's find a way to move forward. Fiona smiled, the hope within her blossoming like a fragile flower in the snow. Yes. Together. With a newfound determination, they turned away from the haunting sight of their past and began to walk back through the tundra. The journey ahead was still uncertain, but the weight of Kale's despair felt a little lighter, and Fiona was grateful for the flicker of hope that had ignited between them. In that frozen expanse, they took their first steps towards healing hand in hand, ready to face whatever lay ahead. As the sun dipped below the horizon, painting the tundra in shades of lavender and gold, Fiona and Kale returned to the cabin, their sanctuary amidst the endless white. The air inside was still, carrying the faint scent of pine and the ghosts of laughter that once filled these walls. Fiona took a deep breath, feeling the warmth of the fire crackling in the hearth, a stark contrast to the biting cold outside. She turned to Kale, whose eyes flickered with a mixture of longing and fear, shadows dancing across his gaunt features. Kale, she began, her voice soft yet resolute. I believe love could be the key to your redemption. It's what you need to find your way back, to remember how to dream again. Kale's gaze fell to the floor, the weight of her words hanging heavily in the air. The flickering firelight illuminated the lines of worry etched on his forehead. Love is a dangerous thing, Fiona. It can heal, but it can also destroy. I don't want to drag you into my darkness. Fiona stepped closer, her heart racing as she searched his eyes for any spark of hope. But you're not alone anymore. I'm here with you. Together we can face whatever it is that haunts you. You don't have to bear this burden alone. He looked up then, and for a brief moment the ice around his heart seemed to crack. What if I fail you? What if I'm not strong enough to fight through this pain? You won't fail me, she insisted, reaching out to touch his arm. You are stronger than you think. And I won't let you fall. We'll do this together, I promise. Kale inhaled deeply, his chest rising as if he were testing the air for the scent of hope. The silence stretched between them, thick with unspoken fears and unfulfilled dreams. I wish I could believe you, he finally murmured, almost to himself. But the past is a relentless shadow. It clings to me, suffocates me. Fiona could see the turmoil churning within him, and her heart ached for the alpha who had once been so vibrant, so full of life. What if we create new memories? Here in this place, we can forge a future that's ours, separate from the pain. His eyes flickered with doubt, but there was a spark of something else. Curiosity, perhaps. How do you propose we do that? Fiona smiled gently, a plan forming in her mind. Let's rediscover what we love. We can cook together, tell stories, or even just sit by the fire and watch the snow fall. The small things can help us heal, Kale. Kale's lips twitched in what could have been the ghost of a smile, but it faded quickly, replaced by a deep-seated sorrow. I don't know if I can leave the past behind. It's like a storm that never ends. Then let's face it together, she urged, emboldened by her own conviction. Let's confront those memories instead of letting them control us. You don't have to be afraid. With a heavy sigh, he closed his eyes, as if summoning the strength to confront the demons that had long haunted him. Okay, he said finally, his voice barely a whisper. I'll try. For you. As the evening wore on, they settled into a rhythm, chopping vegetables, stirring pots, and sharing stories that had lain dormant for too long. Fiona found joy in the simplest of tasks, laughing as Cale attempted to remember the recipe for his mother's stew, the one that had once warmed the hearts of their pack during long winters. "You have to add a pinch of salt," she instructed, her eyes sparkling with affection as she watched him fumble with the spices. Cale chuckled, a sound that had been absent for far too long. "How do you know so much about cooking? I thought you preferred hunting." "I can do both, you know," she teased, playfully nudging him with her elbow. "But I find cooking is a way to bring people together. It's a way to create warmth, even in the coldest of places." He nodded, his expression contemplative. "Perhaps that's what we need, a little warmth in this icy expanse." As they enjoyed their meal, the atmosphere shifted, the tension between them lightening as laughter filled the room. Moments of intimacy bubbled to the surface, and Fiona felt her heart swell with hope. But even as their connection deepened, she could sense the underlying current of Cale's pain, a constant reminder that he was still tethered to his past. Later, as they settled in front of the fire, the flames crackling softly, Cale looked at her with a vulnerability that made her breath hitch. "Fiona, I—" Before he could finish, a sudden gust of wind howled outside, rattling the cabin's thin walls. They both turned, startled by the ferocity of the storm that had seemingly materialized from nowhere. The world outside was a swirl of white, and Cale's expression shifted from hope to apprehension. "It's getting worse," he said, his voice laced with concern. "We should stay inside until it passes." "Agreed," Fiona replied, trying to keep the mood light. "We can tell ghost stories or make plans for when the weather clears." Cale chuckled, his eyes glinting with mischief. "You tell the stories and I'll provide the chills." Just as they began to ease into the comfort of each other's presence, a low rumble interrupted the moment. Cale's expression darkened as he reached for his jacket, the warmth of their shared laughter evaporating. "I need to check on something outside." "Cale, it's dangerous," Fiona protested, worry creeping into her voice. "We should stay put." "I'll be quick," he assured her, though the tension in his posture suggested otherwise. "Just stay here." Reluctantly, Fiona nodded, watching as he stepped into the blizzard. The door creaked shut behind him, and an unsettling silence enveloped the cabin. She wrapped her arms around herself, the warmth of the fire doing little to chase away the chill of her anxiety. Minutes stretched on, each second feeling like an eternity. Just as she began to pace, the door swung open and Cale stepped back inside, his face pale and eyes wide with fear. "What's wrong?" Fiona asked, rushing to his side. He hesitated, his breath coming in ragged gasps. "I found something, a message." "A message?" she echoed, her heart racing. "From whom?" Cale's hands trembled slightly as he pulled out a torn piece of parchment, the edges tattered and stained with the elements. As he unfolded it, Fiona leaned closer, her stomach twisting as she caught sight of the words scrawled across the page. "You will pay for your sins, Alpha. The past is not finished with you yet." Fiona's heart sank, the chilling implication of the message wrapping around her like a vice. "Cale, what does this mean?" He looked at her, his eyes darkening with dread. "It means that someone knows my past. They know what happened and they're threatening to expose it." "Expose what?" she pressed, her mind racing. "What else is there?" Cale's jaw clenched, and for the first time she saw a flicker of fear in his gaze that made her blood run cold. "The truth behind the tragedy, the betrayal, the loss. It could destroy everything we're trying to build here." Fiona's heart raced, a tumult of emotions swirling within her. She reached for his hand, squeezing it tightly. "We'll face this together, Cale. Whatever it is, we can get through it. You're not alone." But even as she spoke the words, uncertainty gnawed at her. The shadows of Cale's past loomed larger than she had ever imagined, and the icy grip of fear threatened to pull them both under. The icy winds howled across the desolate tundra, carrying with them the weight of despair and the echoes of forgotten dreams. Cale stood at the edge of their makeshift camp, his silhouette stark against the oppressive white landscape. The chilling threat loomed over them, a specter that whispered doubts into his mind. Fiona watched him, her heart aching as she sensed the turmoil within. She stepped closer, her breath clouding in the frigid air, and spoke softly, "Cale, we can face this together. You're not alone anymore." He turned to her, his eyes shadowed with uncertainty. You don't understand, Fiona. This isn't just about us. It's about everything that happened. I thought I was the only one who survived. What if there's more to this than I can bear? His voice trembled, revealing the cracks in his stoic facade. Fiona took a deep breath, grounding herself in the moment. Whatever it is, we'll confront it. You've carried this burden for too long. Let me help you carry it. She reached out, her fingers brushing against his, a gesture of solidarity that seemed fragile under the weight of their shared history. Cale hesitated, his gaze drifting to the horizon where the sun barely pierced through the gray clouds. It's not that simple. The past has a way of twisting the truth. I thought I knew what happened, but what if I was wrong? His voice was barely a whisper, laced with the pain of uncertainty. Fiona stepped closer, emboldened by the flicker of hope igniting within her. Then we'll uncover the truth together. You deserve to know what really happened, and I'm not going to let you go through this alone. She searched his eyes for any sign of resolve, her heart pounding in her chest. As they stood there, the air thick with unspoken fears, a figure emerged from the swirling snow, cloaked in shadows. Fiona's instincts flared, and she instinctively moved in front of Cale, protective and fierce. "Who are you?" she demanded, her voice steady despite the tremor of fear coursing through her veins. The figure stepped forward, revealing a face that was both familiar and foreign. "You've forgotten me, haven't you, Cale?" The voice was cold, cutting through the air like ice. "But I remember everything. You thought you were alone, but there were others who escaped. Others who know the truth." Cale's expression morphed from confusion to recognition, horror dawning in his eyes. "No, it can't be. You—" He took a step back, his voice breaking. "You died. I saw it happen." The figure chuckled, a sound devoid of warmth. "Did you? Or did you just choose to forget? I was always there, lurking in the shadows, manipulating the memories you held so dear. You weren't the only one to survive that night, Cale. You were just the one who chose to carry the blame." Fiona felt the air around them shift, crackling with tension. She could see the confusion and guilt tearing at Cale's heart, the remnants of a once mighty alpha crumbling under the weight of this new revelation. "What do you mean?" she asked, her voice steady yet laced with urgency. "What happened that night? What are you trying to say?" The figure took a step closer, their eyes glinting with a cruel satisfaction. "You think you can save him? You think love will erase the scars of the past? The truth is darker than you can imagine. It was never just a tragedy, it was a betrayal. And Cale, you've been living a lie." Cale's fists clenched at his sides, a storm brewing in his chest. "Stop it. You're lying. I won't let you manipulate me any longer." His voice was fierce, but Fiona could see the cracks starting to form, the walls he had built around his heart beginning to tremble. "Am I?" the figure taunted, their voice dripping with mockery. "You've always been so quick to believe the worst of yourself, haven't you? Why don't you ask your little companion here what she knows? She's been digging into your past, hasn't she? Trying to piece together the fragments of a shattered memory." Fiona's heart raced as she felt the weight of the figure's gaze upon her. "I'm not afraid of the truth," she asserted, defiance swelling within her. "Cale deserves to know what really happened, no matter how painful it is." Cale turned to her, desperation etched on his features. "Fiona, I don't want you to be hurt because of me. This is my burden to bear." "No, it's not," she replied firmly, stepping closer to him, grounding both of them in their shared resolve. "You've been carrying this alone for too long. We can face whatever this is, whatever ghosts from the past are haunting us. Together." The figure laughed again, a chilling sound that sent shivers down Fiona's spine. "Together? You're naive, little girl. Love can't save him from the truth he's been running from. The past is a cage, and Cale is the one who holds the key." Cale's eyes narrowed, a flicker of anger igniting within him. "What do you want from me?" he demanded, his voice rising above the howling winds. "You've come back to torment me, but I won't let you win. I won't be your pawn any longer." The figure smiled, a cold, calculating expression. "I want you to remember, Cale. To remember the truth of that night. Only then can you truly be free." As the figure began to dissolve into the swirling snow, Cale stumbled back, his breath coming in ragged gasps. What does that mean? What happened that night?" Fiona reached for him, her heart aching at the torment in his eyes. "Cale, we'll find out together. We'll uncover the truth, no matter how painful it is." He met her gaze, and in that moment, the resolve in his eyes shifted. I don't want to be trapped any longer. I refuse to let my past define my future. Fiona felt a surge of hope as Kale's determination ignited once more. Then let's rewrite our story. We can turn this pain into strength. Together. The air around them felt lighter as they stood side by side, united against the shadows that had haunted them for far too long. The tundra might be cold and unyielding, but within their hearts burned a new fire, one that could withstand the harshest winter. As they prepared to confront the truth, Fiona's hand found Kale's, their fingers intertwining, a silent promise that they would face whatever lay ahead together. The icy winds of the tundra howled around them, but within their hearts, a fierce warmth began to bloom, binding them in a way that transcended the despair that had once threatened to consume them. Together, they would rewrite their destinies, transforming pain into strength, and hope would rise anew amid the cold.